Podbot.ai.
This article tells the story of a woman who saw a homeless person under her bed and the police investigating. The woman's house was full of clutter, so the homeless person was hiding under her bed to escape the mess. The woman decided to declutter and clean under her bed before putting anything back there.
Dash. As she moved my bedface, my bedhead and my bedchest, she saw something that made her heart sink. A homeless person had crept in and was hiding there. She choked on the urge to scream and ran to get her mail. When she came back, the homeless person had hidden away again. She opened my entry door wide and scanned the area before widening her eyes as someone caught her eye. It was then that something clicked in her mind. This homeless person must have escaped from a mental hospital nearby. She quickly closed the door and called the police with a trembling voice. She had never been so scared in her life before. I heard her screaming from my bathroom door and ran to her room to find her standing on the bed, pointing at something under it. I was afraid to look and started turning on the shower as a distraction. At that moment, we heard a loud noise coming from my window and saw someone jump out of it. We both screamed with fear and she grabbed one of my kitchen knives as protection. We searched every room in the house, opening mailboxes and drawers, but he was nowhere to be found. Suddenly we heard his voice coming from outside. He had landed our phone on the balcony. He was shivering and crying, begging us to open the door, but we had already locked it from inside. I ripped my earplugs out and knew something was wrong. As I approached the bed, I started throwing old clothes to check if there was someone under it. I had a hope that it's a monster and not an actual person. But as soon as my eyes met his, I realized it was a mind monster, much worse than a physical one. He had slobbered all over the bed and his warm breath made me froze for a few seconds. I had to put my roommate Frank under my bed. He was hiding from his mum and I had to move him from her room. I pulled his mum away and turned his bedroom upside down until she gave up. Then I pulled the covers of my bed and there he was, lying still with his face on the side of the mattress. It had been a few weeks since then and I had no idea what would happen now, but one thing I was sure of, Frank's cheeky smirk was back. I had discovered something hidden beneath the mattress in my bed, extra storage space. The reserve under bed space was prime real estate and I knew it would come in handy. I kept my winter sweaters, extra bedding and other soft cuddly items there so they were out of sight but still close by. On show day, none of these items would cause any problems or get in the way. It was a great way to keep all my stuff neat and tidy while still having easy access to them when needed. Gibby Peters, my feng shui consultant, suggested I look into getting some underbed storage space for extra bedding and seasonal clothing. Amanda Gibby, a practitioner of feng shui, warns that if you keep too much a random assortment of items and things under the bed, it can disturb your restful sleep space. It is best to keep only soft things like clothes or linens on the surface spaces. According to consultant Amanda, small spaces such as drawers or boxes are suitable for items that may take up too much space on your desk or other surfaces in your room. She also recommends taking a good look at what is under your bed and improving your sleep by ensuring that it is free of any clutter. A good cleaning can help clear the space, but it is important to be aware that this can potentially have a disruptive effect if someone sleeps there or if the dust accumulates too much. You may find books, clothes, or other stuff that needs to be sorted out and moved away. It is a good idea to set aside some time for this process as it may take a lot of time and effort to sort through everything. The prime location under your bed is no surprise. It's dark, quiet and usually forgotten, so you may find lots of things you forgot about. It's the perfect place to hide things, carry stash items in your kids' bedrooms. Your bed is an integral part of your home, so it's no surprise that many people have taken advantage of the space under their bed to store items, declutter and even carry pets. From library books to missing socks, it can all be safely tucked away under your bed, out of sight and out of mind. As well as being a great storage space for all those items you want to keep but don't necessarily need to display in your home, the space under the bed has a positive symbolic meaning too. It's said that if you keep one bed in a bedroom or two beds in separate rooms, this encourages harmony between two.
People are between two different parts of yourself. The idea is that having one bed symbolizes union, both physically and mentally, while having two beds encourages individualism and separation between two entities. Overall, there is no denying how useful the space under your bed can be for storing items or decluttering rooms around the home. Whether you're looking for somewhere to store library books or find a place for all those missing socks, Chances are they're lurking underneath your bed. It also has a positive symbolic meaning too, which can help create harmony in any home, whether it's between people or parts of yourself. Dreaming of someone under your bed can symbolize facing an insecurity or anxiety. For children, this could be related to an upcoming event or just feeling afraid of the future. As adults, it may represent a hidden part of yourself that you haven't faced yet. By confronting what is lurking beneath your bed, either literally or metaphorically, you will be able to take control of something that has been holding you back and move forward in life with clarity and confidence.
Thank you all for joining us again on Rambling Horror Stories. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.